The loveracing.nz update. Your home for everything thoroughbred racing. Visit loveracing.nz. Racing's biggest fan.
Michael Guerin is with us today because it is a Wednesday. He's also comes in on a Friday as well as his weekend commitment. So he's very busy and very valuable to us. They are racing today at Matamata. There's an 11 race card there. Ascot, Eagle Farm, Sandown, Warwick Farm, Gawler, and Happy Valley later in the evening. And throw in good measure. Mick, as we say, good morning to you. Trots at Addington, a 7 race card today.
Yeah, hi Smithy, and a rarity, as I say, good morning to your listeners. First race at Matamata has already been run. Now, for most of the year, the first race of the day tends to be like 12:45 on a Saturday, or, you know, in sort of Christmas Eve, December-y times, you might not even start the gallops at Matamata at 2 o'clock. But because obviously it's getting colder, getting darker, and the sun's going down quicker, first has already been won, which is really rare for this time of year. So I think it's a good thing. Start them early, get them over and done with. No one likes to be trumpeting around 5 o'clock in the cold as winter starts to approach, mate. So track's slow there today. The one tip for when you're betting at Matamata is back the locals. The locals win a lot more races, not only because they're a powerful stable, but you talk to the Cambridge boys and girls and they say, gee, it's hard to go to Matamata and win. So I can imagine that either Sullivan Scott stable, who have a good hand in today, or Mark Walker and Sam Burgesson will have a good hand in, and they have the favourite Akatini in the next on the card. But that slow track, it's just enough, Smithy. It's a 7, just close enough to an 8, which it was last night, just to make you second guess some of your bets, unless you know your horse is really fit.
Well, Mick, we talk about Australian racing as being one of our features because we have so much involvement in it. Wasn't as successful a campaign to South Australia. We have a chance at the Gold Coast coming up?
We do. So we have horses racing all around different parts of Australia all the time, and we tend to have a lot of success in Melbourne and Sydney. The Adelaide Carnival, Smithy, was the last 2 weeks back-to-back. And it just didn't work. We didn't win a race at all. But there's actually a reason for that. Most horses race in two clumps of racing. They race in spring, or in New Zealand that extends into the summer, and then they have their autumn campaign. The meeting coming up, or that we just finished, sorry, at Adelaide, was sort of the last race, the afterthought race for a lot of the New Zealand horses who went there. They promoted a lot of the stakes to $1 million for the good races. So a lot of horses who, for example, might have gone to the New Zealand Oaks, then usually had gone to the paddock, went to Adelaide because it's an extra $1 million. Same as Antrim Coast, who ran second in the Derby. He was in good form in Melbourne, went to Adelaide because they had a shot at $1 million. And often when you have that horse having the last race of a campaign, they're susceptible, they're a bit more tired, and they don't bring their best form. That was sort of the case with Adelaide. We had a lot of horses who have raced there and gone to the paddock. Now, what you have coming up on Saturday on the Gold Coast is different. Molly Bloom, who's the 1,000 guineas winner, and the 8-carat stakes winner from Boxing Day, she's going there, but she did things differently. She basically missed all of the back end of summer in New Zealand, so she raced in the Karakamillium 3-year-old, missed the rest of the racing, and then she'll now go to a Brisbane campaign. She, half of Molly Bloom, so a 50% share, was bought by the Australian Big Racing Syndicate, headed by Aussie Kerr. So she'll stay with Lance O'Sullivan and Andrew Scott, her trainers, for 3 runs this campaign, starting this Saturday in Queensland in a race called the Gold Coast Bracelet. But because she's had that break, you tend to find some of the horses who have had a break and then go to Queensland can show their best. But horses who have been racing through November, like she was, who've raced all the way through, by this stage, you're getting too tired. So that break will make her a very potent force, providing the tracks are good on the Gold Coast and in races ultimately like the Queensland Oaks. But then she'll stay in Australia and change trainers. More than likely, she'll join Chris Waller. That's because the new owners want her there. And that's no disrespect to Scotty and Lance. That's because there's so much money she can race for in Australia week in, week out. So Molly Bloom will fly the New Zealand flag for the next 6 weeks in Queensland, along with a whole bunch of other Kiwis. And then she'll be bouncing across to Wawa, who is still a Kiwi, of course, but she'll be playing out of his Sydney base.
Mick, just it's not that far away to the big racing in England. Are you going to Ascot again this year?
Thinking about it, Smithy, I've got a few offers from different people for different sort of gigs. As you know, you get once you say you're going somewhere, you get offers for lots of other gigs. No direct New Zealand interest this year. Really interesting conversation I had last week with our champion jockey, James McDonald, who doesn't, of course, live in New Zealand anymore, lives in Sydney. And James has been a regular at Ascot pretty much, apart from COVID, every year like I have for the last 10 years. And he said, look, I may not go. And one of the reasons was he's just had a baby, so he's had another child this week, so that's fantastic for him and Caitlin, his wife. But he's starting to find, like a lot of sports people, a lot of the cricketers would understand this, unless you find that month of room to mentally clear yourself out and to physically get over things every year, you start to get too tired. And he had a couple of patches this year where he's been really tired. And Smithy, it's probably no different for broadcasters, to be honest. So I have the option to go to Ascot, absolutely, and I love going there. But I think if you want to miss this once every 5 or 10 years, it's not a bad thing. Don't get me wrong, anybody who hasn't been, who has the wherewithal to go, absolutely. If you love racing, Royal Ascot's the best. And I've been to Kentucky Derbies, I've been to Melbourne Cups, I've been to Sha Tin, I've been everywhere where they hold major races. Ascot's the best. But talking to Jay Mick about it, as you said, it's off-season for us. If you're working during your off-season, you don't get an off-season.
No, that's true. And we won't let you have a day off on Friday either, and that's why we'll come back to you. we'll probably talk and feature too on the Rotorua Stakes, which at this stage is headed by a fairly decent horse by the name of La Creek. So we'll catch up on Friday, Mick. Until then, have a cool week.
Looking forward to it, Smithy. Thanks, mate.